KV4PS, KV4PS, KF4GU.
KF4GU, this is KV4PS, copy.
Your static is not as clear as the digital stuff.
Yeah, there may be something going on with the antenna. It could be why I've got SWR showing up low on both of these, on both 70 centimeter and 2 meter. And actually, as I'm going now, let me see, adjusting a little bit. Yeah, it's still showing like 1.1 on 2 meter, but also 1.1 on 70 centimeter, which seems kind of odd to me.
Yeah, it does kind of seem a little odd to have the exact same SWR on both bands.
Bit different. They're not identical. They're a little different. Oh, this one's actually 1.15 on 2 meter, 1.1 on 70 centimeter. Yeah, I think it's time to make some new antennas or better ones. Maybe it's better just to buy one and just put it up nice, you know. Yep.
Send you a quick little video clip you get into the repeater. Nice if I still had my antenna from the old place, but yeah, I don't know.
Really lacking antennas. I put that pole up in my backyard, which is about 30 feet tall, which I plan to string a dipole across from that thing to my tree. I've even got a pulley up in the tree where I could have the end tied off, but like not tied rigidly to the tree, but on a pulley with a weight on it so that if the tree moves, you know, it doesn't like, you know, yank on the antenna. But as I was about to put it up there, the piece I made to hold the dipole, I made it out of PLA, and I noticed it started melting in the sun, so I decided not to put it up, and I just never got back to it with like a different material or whatever, you know.
Just load up your 3D printer with some ABS or whatever and go ahead and use that.
Yeah, ABS will probably be okay. I've got some PETG here. I've got some glass fiber reinforced PETG, which I know would be good, but that stuff's a pain to print with. But yeah, ABS or PETG would be fine. But yeah, I kind of got out of all that stuff for a while. Didn't really pay much attention to it. But, kind of seeming more fun to get back into it now.
It is nice to play with. Always kind of reminds me. I could have let you take one of them mesh communicator things to play with, too.
It would be cool if they had, like, an echo. Like on digital, how you got the echo so you can hear yourself. It'd be cool to hear myself. Hear what it sounds like. Oh, wait, you said you sent me something? I don't think I got it yet.
I'm sending it via signal now. It's probably about 75% early sent.
Yeah. We'll see if I can download it without too much trouble, being that I'm blocking port 80. Speaking of, did you get anything more done on your PFSense? I'm thinking now that I have issues with AT&T not having my stuff done yet. It gives me more time to set up my mail server. I may just, actually, I fired up a new Ubuntu VM, and I'm getting ready to deploy mail in a box on it. But I'm trying to think of a good domain name first. If I come up with a good domain name, I'm probably just going to go ahead and set that up and then see how it goes. Just run my own mail server, maybe.
But yeah, so last night in between games of Call of Duty, I was transferring over a couple of the static IP assignments I have in my other router. Just transferring them over to the PFSense unit. So that one, that's currently hooked up, and it's routing, and it's going through the other network switch and all. But I haven't switched over the rest of the stuff. I need to pop a box in the wall, and I'll probably run the WAN like into that, the comms closet via that, That's probably a pretty quick little fix. I just need to actually do it. I've also got a couple of these jam points I need to go ahead and terminate.
JDU, KV4PS. Yeah, I see your I see the thing starting to download now. It's taking a while, but yeah, let me know when you get to the point of wanting to set up your VPN and stuff like that. I can kind of walk you through what I did or whatever. It's not too big of a deal. It's just a matter of creating a certificate authority, creating your server cert, and then you go through and create your user cert and stuff, and then you go to the little export utility to export it, and there's different formats and stuff. But that's pretty cool. Once you get the hang of it, it's nice.
Yeah, I was kind of debating on if I wanted to switch it over to that, or if I wanted to leave it running with a full Raspberry Pi. I'd probably get better performance out of it if I switch it over. The other thing I kind of want to look at was how much that would impact, as far as the resources available on doing like IDEA stuff in DPI.
Okay, yeah, I just got your download. I sound the same as you sound to me, pretty much the same amount of static. So I wonder if you had a better antenna, if it would sound better. I'm not sure if that static's coming from me, because I question my SWRs here, or if it's just from your handheld.
Let's see. I don't think I have my 2 meter quarter wave anywhere around. Can't be at all. I have to check on the mobile rig.
So, I think we should just leave that a mystery and play some COD.
I wanted to punch down a couple of these jacks and jump on.
Let's see. I actually have to eat pretty soon, so I won't be able to do that right away. But, yeah, I think I'm going to hop off here for a minute because I got to do some stuff and I'm going to eat. And then you planning to be on for a little bit later, play some COD?
Yeah, for sure. Just hit me up. If I go back downstairs, I probably won't be able to pick this computer up, my analog. But there's a couple spots in the office that do pick up the digital stuff, though, so. Give me a call or a signal or something.
Roger that. And I'm going to, after we get off here, I'm going to switch back to digital. Probably, I forget which one I was on, either maybe Spartanburg or Greenville. I forget which one, but I'll be on chat one, monitoring.
The Spartanburg one, you could switch over to local.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll after we get clear here, I'll switch over to the Spartanburg local monitoring that's on there.
K4JU,
yeah, 4JU. K4JU, K4PS, clear.
And 4KBC listening.